Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Hello, and thank you once again for joining us live on the show tonight or listening to the archives. Either way, I really appreciate your support. I also trust that you are getting something out of these broadcasts that we've done now over 650 shows. I really hope that you are really getting something from each one of these shows that seems to fit into your life. We are doing relationship maintenance. Yeah, you take your car in for a tune-up, you get your oil changed, you get your tires rotated, then you go in for health care purposes. So why not go in and get some relationship maintenance? People don't often think about that, to fine-tune their relationship. Don't just wait until your relationship gets out of hand. You want to find a way to keep it going long, well long before it gets out of hand, so that you can maintain a long, healthy relationship for the years to come. If for some reason you're in love with that person, you want to stay in love. You want to keep that in love feeling. I understand that agape love can take over, but there are some people who are in relationships that really don't even like each other. So our relationship maintenance program is designed to help you to continue liking each other as well as having that in-love feeling with them, where you long to see them when they're absent from you and you just can't wait to get together. So that's what this show really is all about. It's relationship maintenance and finding ways to keep that going strong. All right, let's go ahead right now and bring in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake, who's going to be joining us live tonight, also who is the author of Falling in Love with Me, Mutual Enhancement, and Dying to Wake Up. Ms. Blake, go ahead and give us your commercial, and welcome to the show this evening.
Hi, Dr. Walker. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful, and I trust that you're doing the same.
I am. I am very excited about tonight's show.
Great, great. I'm so happy to hear that. You want to go ahead and tell them a little bit about yourself and how they can contact you as a life coach and as an author?
Sure. As you just mentioned, I have two books that are out. Actually, I self-published, and one is an e-book. And I'm, as I may have said, in the process of getting them into stores, just signed a contract with a major publishing company, so it's in production right now. I'll keep you all posted. And the thing that I'm most excited about, of course, are my life coaching services. We help people reduce stress, develop a plan for their business or to bring their passion to reality, transition to a new career, or maybe recover from divorce. And so you can find out more about those services by visiting my website at fosteringleaders.org or give me a call at 770-866-2162 or go to YouTube and Google Audrey Blake and you'll find out a lot about our services.
Okay. All right. Excellent. That sounds real good. And thank you for that. Ms. Blake has been with us for a long time now. And I just want you to know publicly that I appreciate all the support and all of the work that you bring to this show. Thank you so much for that.
Well, you're welcome, and I enjoy doing the show with you, and you appreciate it as well.
Okay. You're fading out a little bit. I don't know Testing 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Yes, and what I may do is call in on another line. So if you see me come back in on the 770 line, that's me transferring lines.
Okay, very good, very good. We do appreciate that. We're going to get ready to go right into tonight's story, and we welcome your comments, as we do all the time. We certainly welcome all comments. We welcome your, if you want to speak to the host or the co-host at any point in time, press 1. But we certainly welcome your comments and any suggestions or tips that you have to speak to. We're going to get right to tonight's story. Tonight's characters are Fran and Greg, Fran being the female and Greg being the male. This show, once again, the disclaimer here is that this show does not have all the answers. But together with your help, I can assure you, we will find some answers that may actually prove beneficial to your relationship. Now, as always, the opinions that are expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed here and throughout tonight's program are merely those of my own and those of my guests and co-hosts and other participants. Now, tonight's dialogue should not be perceived as a replacement or a substitute for the appropriate license, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information, as always, that is presented is for educational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Now, Fran and Greg, recognizing that a number of families are now what they call blended families, this did not stop Fran and Greg from getting married, since they both have 2 children each, from a boy and a girl, from previous relationships. Now, both Fran and Greg are in their late 30s. With young adult children that are all still in high school. So all 4 of these kids are in high school, and they've sort of become a blended family, even when the kids are coming over for visitation, which during visitations, the children don't blend and often find themselves isolated with their own sibling parent, which also puts a strain on Fran and Greg's marriage. This coupled with other problems they're having, which include they've got several problems here, and I want to be able to go through all of those problems, all right? Now, they are not speaking. They're not speaking the same love language anymore. Fran loves quality romance time, and Greg has lost that loving feeling and actually fails to show a romantic bone in his body. All right, so these are very important that you really want to get these. Number 2. Greg's life seems to evolve more around extended family and friends, which gives the impression he is always mentally absent from Fran, even when he's there with her. Now, neither one of them are doing anything outside of the tradition of marriage to bring excitement into their 3-year marriage. Greg spends a lot of time reflecting on other women he's dated in the past to bring him some form of happiness. Fran suspects he may be having an affair, all right? There's no evidence of that, but she suspects that. Fran no longer demonstrates the sexy body or look that once appealed to Greg. Rather, she has that don't-care attitude. In fact, she's gained a significant amount of weight resulting from depression. Now, we're almost done. In fact, when the couple is at home, they spend most of the evening in separate areas of the house, doing independent things with minimal relative communications. And even the visitations of their respective children is no longer welcomed by the non-biological parent. Now, this too has contributed to the fall of their marriage. Now, at the end of the day, and usually by the weekend, they find they have nothing in common, which now leads them to consider the prospect of divorce, since all emotional interest seems to be hopeless. And now comes the loss of another marriage. The couples seldom know what's going on with each other, as opposed to being well informed about extended family and friends. Now, if Fran gives Greg a brief document to read on her behalf, he seems to never have patience to fulfill the task. Instead, claims he scanned it. Now, Greg is just not that into Fran, and it appears he is clearly wasting their time. Question is, will another one bite the dust in terms of heading to divorce court? please stay tuned. The topic tonight is possible reasons a woman may lose her man or a man may lose his woman. All right, there you have it, Ms. Blake. I know that was a rather lengthy story, but it's certainly one that is vitally important. Do you think that this couple, Fran and Greg, will ultimately bite the dust and call it quits?
It does sound like they're well on the way to it, but I always hold out hope because if they are willing to work at it, it is salvageable.
Okay. All right. Okay, very good. All right. You know, sometimes I have varying views on that. And, I mean, it seems to me, I really do. I'm very, I like to keep it real. I think that anything is possible, but just like we did the show recently on, you know, how to know if you're wasting time in a relationship. And, of course, like I said, the show doesn't have all the answers, but I think people really do need to do an assessment of their and an evaluation of their relationship and see really where they are. Look at where they've been over the last few years and whether or not that relationship or marriage has progressed. And if it hasn't, you might just be wasting your time when you could be in a relationship that is so loving and brings you what you need. We're going to go to the phone lines at any point in time. If you want to speak to the issue of tonight's story or you have a comment that you want to make about what may cause a woman to lose her man or what may cause a man to lose his woman, you know, certainly let us know. We would love to hear from you. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. You can listen live at drjessewalker.com. Ms. Blake, let me go back with another question here, and that question is, what in the world could have possibly gone wrong in only 3 years of marriage that this couple had?
Wow, well, it happens. And I always talk about this. You know, sometimes people fall out of love because they forget about the things that brought them together in the first place or what was really important to them. But then there are other times when people weren't really all that in love to begin with. They were more caught up in the infatuation feeling. And once that kind of died off, particularly when they started living together and doing the day-to-day activities, then they realized that what they thought was there wasn't even there in the first place.
Okay, I think that's a valid point. I think that some of that happened. Even when people are not all that in love with each other, they can grow to be in love. And I've known people that have some successful relationships by growing in love as opposed to those who started out with a great deal of showing that they were in love. So things can happen. Let's go to the phone lines quickly here. We're going to go to 205-908. Thank you. And who do we have on the air with us?
This is Jack.
Jack, welcome back, Jack.
Welcome back, Jack.
Hi. Thank you. How are you all doing tonight?
We're great.
Great. Okay. Thank you, Jack. Yeah. Jack, what are your thoughts? What are some reasons, perhaps, why a woman might lose her man or a man might lose her or a man might lose his woman?
Well, I think both of you guys have hit the nail on the head, especially with Ms. Blake when she said that sometimes people are in love with just being in love or the infatuation about it and coming together and having a partner or a spouse and that you feel that they're going to be with you for the rest of your life. And then eventually things don't go as what they plan, then they kind of like fall out of love. And then if they start going separate ways and a house divided against itself cannot stand. So if you're going to fall out of love and you're not going to do anything to try to romance the marriage and all, then it's not going to grow. It's going to go in a different direction. It's going to fall down like the sand rather than stand together like a rock. So my advice would be to, if you see that both parties are going in different directions, do something to spice it up. I think the courtship should continue in the marriage. All the little niceties that you did, but you know, before you got married, oh, you talk on the phone, you falling asleep on the phone. Not so much that, but all the things that you did as far as like coming together, whining and dining her, and she doing the same for you, and this is my man, this is my woman, and I'm going to go all out for them. All of that is supposed to continue in the marriage and all, and if it's not there, then both of you will go your separate ways. And then a lot of times, as you guys have said on the show before, it's going to lead to adultery and that kind of thing, and that's never the right thing to do.
All right, Jack, we appreciate you, and we're going to have to stand by. We appreciate
your
thoughts.
Well, Dr. Walker, I'd like to interject a little bit of a different question. I got this from actually someone I was in a conversation with today, and I said I would mention it on the show. Why do you think that some people choose the route of adultery instead of just actually getting out of the marriage?
I think it's security. I think security is one reason. They've been married for so long, and they got so much invested in it together. And then if they decide to get out, then they're stand to lose a lot. So I think that's another reason. But I don't feel, you know, that adultery is never a good reason to, you know, whatever's happened in the marriage, to step outside of the marriage with adultery. The Bible even talks about that. So that's never the right way to go.
Right, great. I just think that a lot of callers may need to hear that out there. So thank you for your comments on that.
We can certainly do a show on that particular topic, as a matter of fact. One of the things that I may just contribute to that part, I would like to say, I think sometimes people are looking for something that brings them a temporary thrill of excitement, and I think that that's what sometimes people are looking for, and that probably that extracurricular brings them that. So that's, you know, that's probably why they lead out there to do that. And I agree with Jack and you, Ms. Blake, as well, that's never the answer.
It's never a good, right.
That's a poisonous fruit. And that
right, it's never a good solution.
No, it's never a good solution. Let me take a look. And Jack, let me throw this question out at you, and we certainly would like to hear from all of our callers out there tonight. You can certainly get your question in or your thought in early simply by pressing 1 on your dial. Jack, in the case with Fran and Greg, you know, our characters in tonight's story, now here's a situation where they're not even speaking the same love language anymore. Fran loves quality romantic time, and Greg has lost that loving feeling, you know, like the song, and fails to show a romantic bone in his body. Now, you know, in a brief word or two, what could he do to change that?
You said a brief word or two. Okay. What can he do to change that? Well, she expects a lot out of him. She's expecting him to basically to wine and dine her, and she loves the luxurious life, okay? But maybe he doesn't want that type of romance. Maybe he wants the simple romance style. I don't know what they did in the beginning for him to wine and dine her and to take her to that level, but maybe he doesn't want it that way. Maybe he wants it to be simple.
Okay. Go ahead, Jack.
No, I was just saying that maybe he doesn't want to go all out. Maybe he feels that, you know, it's too expensive for him to take her on Miami Beach and put her up in a luxurious hotel or take her on a cruise or whatever. Maybe he just wants to go to a simple place. Maybe he just wants to go to West Palm Beach and spend the night in a nice hotel and just wine and dine her. They go out to dinner and that type of thing. Maybe his methodology of romancing her is different from what she's looking at to be a luxurious romance. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I think that in that case, we're going to go to phone lines, Jack. We appreciate that. And I think in some cases, you know, it's sometimes people just want to get out, you know, and just have a good time with that person, and they spend quality time, and they're isolated from external factors. All right, let's go to phone lines once again, 850-212. Thank you. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Mr. and Mrs. W.
This is W. Okay, W, thank you for joining us. W, did you have a thought or a question on tonight's topic? You know, why possibly a woman may lose her man or a man may lose his woman?
Well, I think it goes back to how they initiated the relationship.
Oh, okay, we have two callers on at the same time.
Yeah, Mr. and Mrs. W, Dr. Walker.
I'm sorry, say that again.
It's Mr. and Mrs. W joining us tonight.
Mr. and Mrs. W. Okay, Miss W, thank you for joining us. Now, go ahead and answer that. What was your response, please?
I say I think they have to go back to how their relationship started. Whatever they did to excite one another in the beginning, whatever they did to begin the relationship, they have to go back to that because obviously that was enough for them to engage and agree to a marriage. So it was working. So at this point, they have to go back to that and look at what they need to do in the relationship.
Okay. Now, Ms. W, well, by you saying Mr. and Mrs. W, I'm sure Mr. W is there as well. So You all have been married. How long have you all been married? And what advice would you give, like, for a couple that's been married 3 years and they're just completely falling apart, other than what you've said already? How long have you all been married, Ms. W?
We've been married 27 years. We've been together for 38. So my biggest advice to anyone is to become friends. My husband and I were friends first, and I think that's important because even when everything else is gone and you have a solid friendship, the friendship will sustain all the difficult times. And it's your friend that you'll look to when you want something special, and you'll think about, this is my friend who I don't want to hurt. So if you're in a relationship where the person that you're marrying is your friend, your true friend, then you're going to value that a little bit more than just saying someone I happen to fall in love with.
Okay. Mr. W, is Mrs. W pretty much on point?
Yes, I think she is. Everybody have problems in relationships. I mean, we just seem to go back to the basics to try to keep things going the way it did when we first got it. There's no perfect relationship out here, and a lot of times people, in this day and age, time has changed so much to where a lot of people are falling apart. And, you know, from what we've seen, it, you have to go back to the beginning. Everybody wants to be loved. Women wants to be, they want the man to take them out and do things with them. And I think a lot of men have gotten comfortable with their relationship, so you know that has caused a lot of problems, and I hear all the time. But you have to go right back to the basic of just dating all over again, which we do quite a bit, and that's what has kept us going so strong now.
Okay, all right, Mr. and Ms. W, we're going to ask you to stand by. We appreciate your comments. Please stand by. Let me go to take a look at another one of these concerns. Ms. Blake, I want to bring you in. The comments are starting to come in reference to tonight's topic. The reason why a woman may lose her man or a man may lose his woman. All right, let's take a look at another one of these concerns that Fran and Greg had. Now, we mentioned that they're not even speaking the same love language anymore. Greg seems to have lost that, what Mr. and Mrs. W are saying. You know, that in-love feeling, they're not going back to the bases, they're not doing the things that they did to keep them there. Now, here's another situation where they're non-biological children. You know, he's not the biological children of her, father of her two kids, and vice versa. And they've come in and allowed these kids that don't even get along in a blended family, they've come along and allowed them to contribute to their problems. Ms. Blake, what would you... If anything, what advice would you have for Fran and Greg?
Well, it's really deep. You know, first of all, I would advise them to go to a therapist because these are not surface-level issues. You know, it's not something you can just flippantly say, well, try this and it'll work. And, you know, we Christians love to say pray about it, but it takes more than prayer in this type of situation because they've got a lot of dynamics that are going on that they need to work out. So my advice to them would be find a therapist, preferably a Christian therapist, not just go to your pastor. No offense, pastors listening.
Okay. All right. We're going to go to the phone lines in a moment with another one of the concerns that they are having. The couple seems seldom know what's going on with each other as opposed to being well-informed about extended family and friends. Let me go to Jack on that one. Jack, if you would. what advice, if any, would you give them for in a situation like that where they seem to, they don't know what's going on with each other, but they seem to know what's going on more with friends and other people?
Well, that means they're spending more quality time with their friends and they're not knowing what's going on with their significant other. My advice to them would be to sit down and try to talk things out. I mean, if you sit down, I mean, if you just lay everything on the table, you know, this is how I feel. You know, I've grown, you know, out of love with you, or I've gotten to this point now that we're going in separate directions, and we're not being progressive. We're not putting the same thing on the table or whatever. So let's talk about it. And what can we do now? If you want to keep the marriage, what do you want to do to try to rectify this situation? Do you want to head in a separate direction continually? Do you want a divorce? Or do you want the marriage on? I think if both parties come to some type of agreement, I mean, they can compromise. You know, no one wins in a compromise. So if they lay all the cards on the table and say, this is what we're going to do, and then lay out a plan. Okay, first, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day. We're going to go step by step. We're going to fall back in love. And we're going to do these things to make sure that we get back to that point. And then after we get to that point, then we're going to start romancing each other. We're going to do this, we're going to do this and that. So if you have a game plan, you plan your work, and then you work your plan. And I think things will get a lot better for them.
All right, we're going to ask by Jack. Ms. Blake, just give us just one
yeah,
second.
You we're hear going to me. Sure.
Who do we have on the air for this evening? And welcome. 786-315. Okay, we're going to, that's a caller that obviously just wants to stand by. Let's go to another caller, 954-226. Who do we have on the air this evening? And welcome.
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, welcome to the show this evening. The question that I have for you, Rose, this evening is, why do you think relationships are falling apart? Why can't a woman keep her man? She might get him, but she loses him. Or why is it that a man might lose his woman? He can't keep her. What's going on?
Well, I've heard a lot of responses that could go along with that question, which I totally agree. Mrs. said if they are friends before they fall in love, the likelihood of them remaining friends is great, and I totally agree with that. I think sometimes we rush into things prematurely, and that could create a problem later on in life. But I think that, as she said, when you are friends and true friends, you tend to be able to work other things out. You know, so when you're not feeling so much in love with the person, you still have your friend there, and then you can work things out. So I think that's a good idea. And I think that doing things together, you know, strengthens that relationship. And the question I just heard you ask about, you know, one not knowing what the other one is doing but know more about other people, you know, I think it's because they're not really talking. And I think they need to talk together, not just one person talking to the other one and the other one is just barely existing there listening, but actually talking to each other and being open with each other. And open to the sense that making sure that you both have your own opinions. You might not always agree, and your opinions might not always be the same because you're both still individuals. You might be together, but you know you have your own identity also. So your opinions might not always be the same, but as long as you're respectful to each other and accepting the other person for who he or she is, I think things will work out. And when you're not feeling that deep in love feeling, but you have a likeness for each other, I think it's also a big deal because you can love someone but just not like them. Liking the person is what makes you want to be with the person, liking their company, wanting to always be around them. So I think that's very important that you like the person that you're with and do the things that you used to do that cause you to fall in love with each other. Going to the dates, as I heard some people say, holding hands and communicating with each other. I think those are all very important things.
Okay, Rose, we do appreciate that. I think that we are all pretty much saying the same thing. We're going to go to Mr. and Ms. W. momentarily. But just before I do, let me try 786-315. Is the caller there? Okay. Wait, let's try it one more time. I think they were trying to say something. Is the caller there, 786-315? Okay. All right, Ms. Blake, let me ask you, do you think that it's people's minds have been already made up, sort of fixated, you know, the psychology term of fixation? When they're already made up, like in Greg and Fran's situation, it's almost like those are a lot of issues to try to rekindle. And I understand that anything is possible, but the reality, the likelihood of that relationship being saved, what do you think? Is it slim to none? What do you think?
Well, I don't say slim to none. That's why I gave the response earlier about seeking a therapist. Because, first of all, Greg has to be willing. Both have to be willing. If Greg doesn't care, then, yeah, it's pretty much a done deal. But if Greg is willing, then it's going to take more than just them sitting down and talking, because they're going to need a neutral party in there to help them work through those issues. They have a lot of issues going on in that situation.
Okay. All right. We're going to take some of the comments that are coming in. First, let me go to Mr. and Mrs. W, and I want to ask this question. I mean, I want pretty much along the same lines that I asked. By the time a person really gets to when their marriage is so bad, in your opinion, you all have been married for 27 years, when it's gotten to that point that, okay, now it's time to go to therapy, and one party is not interested, like in this case with Greg, he's not interested. Would you agree with Ms. Blake that it's pretty much a done deal? I mean, he's not interested. And let me begin first with Mr. Blake, Mr. W.
Mr. W stepped out, but I can go and get him.
Okay, Ms. W, then tell us what you think. Is it pretty much a done deal when that first party is not willing to go, or could there still be some hope and a long shot if one party is just going?
If one party is not interested in getting help, or one party is not interested in marriage?
One party is not interested in going to therapy together as a couple. Should that other party continue to go or go for themselves to get the help? What do you think? And then we're going to send that question over to Jack and also to Rose.
No, I think that you definitely, if you're going in for therapy or counseling, you should go together, because the issues does not pertain to just one person. And so both parties should be all in or all out. You know,
okay.
I don't think that one party can carry the marriage. It takes both.
Okay, even though I think that one party can, I mean, this is my opinion, we certainly respect your opinion, Ms. W, one party can find some relief for them that might give them something to think about, you know, even if it's an exit strategy, I mean, something to think about. Let's go to Rose. Ms. W, we're going to ask you to stand by for a second. We're going to go to Rose, and then we're going to go to Jack. We're running out of time.
I believe if one party is already made up in his mind or her mind that they don't want to go to counseling, it's because they already finished with the marriage. You know, I would say most of the time, some people just don't like counseling, and especially men, and they just don't believe in it, and they don't think it can help them. You know, so maybe it could be also that they just don't believe in it and they don't want to go. They want to work it out without the counseling. But a lot of times, it's because that person, him or her, who don't want to go, they already made up in their mind that they don't want this marriage. They really want out. Should the other party go, I totally agree that the other party should go for himself or herself, because a marriage being broken up, it's a big deal. And even if your spouse don't want to go, you need to go to get the strength that you need to go through whatever it is that you're going to have to endure for the continuation of this marriage or the breaking up of this marriage. So I believe very strongly that one party should go if the other one still refuses to.
Thank you for that, Rose. I certainly concur with you. Jack, let's bring you in. What do you think? Should one party go on even though the other party doesn't want to go? And is it really pretty much a done deal if the other party doesn't want to go?
Well, not necessarily. I think she kind of hit the head on the nail on the head when she said that a lot of times men in particular, they don't want anybody telling them what to do. They feel they get it all together. And even though sometimes as men we feel like we have it all together, we don't, okay? And they don't want another gentleman or a lady telling them anything. And then a lot of times they will say that, you know, if I share
my inner feelings with someone else, they're going to know a lot about me, and then they may try to share that with other people. So that's why a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to go to my pastor because the pastor would get it out. So my advice would be to go to a pastor that you don't know. Or sometimes, I remember we had to counsel a couple one time, and the young lady, she really knew us, but she, I was telling both of them that we're not going to be biased. I need to hear both sides of the story and all. But he felt like we were somewhat biased because we knew her. We kind of knew him too, but he felt like we were on her side. I said, no, it's not like that. But a lot of times men feel that way, especially if your significant other, they're the ones who chose the counselor. They say, well, no, that person is going to be in your favor. Not realizing that a person can assess a situation and then they can speak to that. So I don't think it's a done deal if one person goes to counseling by themselves. I think they really want to try to help themselves to grow just in case that marriage is over, they can find solace in another relationship someplace else and all. So I don't think it's over if just one party were to go. Ideally, the ideal situation would be for both of them to grow together, for both of them to go together and get counseling.
Okay. All right, Jack, we appreciate that. Let's start taking some of the comments that are coming in. And oh, we have quite a few comments that are coming in. We're going to try to get to as many of them as we possibly can. And I'm going to throw several of them out to different ones of you all, and I'm going to ask if you would be so kind to give us your brief assessment of what the person is sending in. Let's see here. This male writes, and he says, well, thank you for this topic this evening. We're going to start this one out in this play. Well, thank you for this topic this evening. I can give you an entire show on why I personally think a woman could lose her man. I will just say this part. After dating on numerous occasions with different women, I find that women basically have not been properly taught how to respect or deal with a man, generally speaking. I don't think their mothers have done a good job in training them in this capacity. Ms. Blake, is he bashing the women, or what do you think?
Well, he's given his perception, which is his reality. But what he may, I would caution or advise him to do is maybe look within himself and see what is it about these women that is drawing him to them. Because it's saying something about his decision-making, and it's reflecting something within his own character.
Okay. All right. Something within his own character. Rose, let's go to you. Rose, what do you think? Do you think that he's, I mean, something is going on with him in terms of he's had a bad experience and he's holding that, you know, against all women, saying that they have not been properly trained by their mother. Who says he's got it right? Maybe he hasn't been properly trained. What do you think?
I think he has issues.
Okay. All right. All right. You can get no more to the point than that. Okay, well, we thank you for that. Let's take another one, and we're going to give that one to, let's go to Ms. W on this next one. This caller writes in, this, let's see here. This female writes in, she says, Ms. W, are you with us?
Mr. and Ms. W is back with you.
Okay, all right.
We're at one.
Okay, great. All right, Mr. and Ms. W. Okay, you all can both, if you would, be so kind to comment on this one. This female writes in. She says, in reference to tonight's topic, possible reasons a woman may lose her man or a man may lose his woman, I strongly believe that parents in general missed out on teaching their children about relationships when they grew up and what to expect. This, I think, has caused a great number of relationships to fail, including my own. I'm 37 and feel I'm following in my mother's footsteps of divorcing for the third time. I think it begins at home. Let's start with either one of you all can go first. I mean, is this generic? She feels she's following in her mother's footsteps because it sounds like she's blaming her mother. What do you think, either one of you all?
Well, part of it could be true in that, you know, we are a product of our environment, but at some point you have to take responsibility of being an adult and making your own decisions. Yes, our parents do influence us greatly on how to make decisions, but at some point your own life experiences should start teaching you and guiding you into making those decisions yourself. And if you saw your parents were not in a healthy relationship, you making the decision at that point to decide, you know, this is not the route I want to take. So I don't think you could just cop out and say, you know, it's my mom's fault and I'm just following her footsteps. As an adult, uh-huh. You know, you can say that as a child, but when you become adult, you got to start thinking as an adult and start taking responsibility for your own decisions.
Mr. W., let me ask you, do you think there's any validity in what she's saying? She says, generally speaking, she thinks that parents, they miss out on teaching their children about relationships. Do you think there's any validity in this?
Well, you're breaking up. Hello? Hello?
Hi, this is Audrey, the co-host. So the question really was, is there any validity to that statement about parents that they should teach their children about relationships? You want to expand on that a little bit?
Are you talking to Mr. W?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Or either one of you, actually.
Well, I was just saying already that I think you are a product of your environment to a certain degree. But at the same time, I do think that you have to take responsibility for your own actions and your own decisions. So, yes, you may have looked at your parents and looked at the relationships that they've had, and you get to take the good and the bad. I mean, you have to learn how to weigh it out as you become an adult.
Okay. Thank you. Ms. Blake, thank you so much. The computer went out on this end, and I knew that you would just pick it up. Go ahead and continue with your line of questioning, if you will, please.
Well, I was just going to go to the question that we have, and it's a general question, but to get the opinion, it would be great to do Mr. and Mrs. W. Why aren't people staying married longer these days, in your opinion?
They just don't have any stick-with-itness. You know, people are throwing in the towel for very simple reasons, and a lot of times it's because of what they see others doing. They see that it's easy to just get out and move on. You know, there's very few marriages that are very few homes that are two-parent families. And so it's not the norm anymore. It just seems like it's easy to get out, and that's what people are doing.
Okay.
So in some
Mr.
cases,
W. Oh, go ahead, Dr. Walker.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I just wanted to hear Mr. W.'s opinion, a male point of view on that as well.
I just think the way the world is going today is just that people are just not happy anymore. They a lot of relationships, people are just together for all the wrong reasons. And because of that, nothing is working in really. A lot of marriages are falling apart, relationships are falling apart. There's just not too much love out there. I think people are going to sticking together but just to be together. But you know, when it really boils down to it, there's no friendship in there. There's no real love. And so, having said all of that, everything is going to fall apart. You know, because it's just the world is so corrupt now. And there's so many people doing all kind of things, and it's nobody's really happy anymore. Everybody just gets caught up with the way the world is. That's how I see it.
Okay,
I think
thank you both for that.
And thank you, Ms.
Dr.
Blake,
Walker,
well.
I'll turn it over to you. Okay.
Thank you. Let's go to Rose real quick and give her this comment. Let's see here. This female, she writes in, reasons why a woman lose her man or a man lose his woman. If a man had brains to simply use common sense when it comes to treating a woman, then I think they would be more likely to keep the woman they love in their life. Wow. Roshi's saying that men may not have brains or we're not using common sense. What are your thoughts? Is there any validity to that, Rose?
Well, I think it goes both ways. I can't just say it's just a man. I mean, they both have to work together. So you can't just sit there and say, well, if the man has brains and know how to treat a woman, how is she treating him? You know, how does the woman treat him? So I think it goes both ways. You both have to treat each other with respect and love, and you both have to like each other. You both have to be willing to enhance your marriage or relationship by doing what you know the other one enjoys, you know. So it's not just one-sided.
Well, thank you for that, Rose. Again, you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. If you want to press to talk to the host or the co-host or anything on the tonight's topic, press 1. We'll be glad to get to you. We're trying to get to as many calls as we possibly can, so please stand by. We're going to give this next question. Let's go with, let's try 786-315. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, are you there, 86? Okay, yes. Who do we have with us? And thank you for joining
Indigo.
Us.
Indigo.
Indigo, okay, Indigo. Mm-hmm. Thank you for joining us. Let's give you this next comment, Indigo. And that comment comes in, let's see who this one's coming in for. It's kind of hard to read what they've written here. Okay, let's see here. Okay, here we go. This male writes in, well, let me go back for a second and touch on with Rose's comment to the lady who wrote in and said that if men had brains, and I thought that was so nice how Rose put it about, you know, it goes both ways, it's not just the men. And she asked a question about how she's treating him. Do you think, Indigo, that men have brains and sometimes they like using common sense?
I think they do, and I agree with what Rose stated, because ultimately it's how much work both people are willing to put into the relationship, the compromise, being able to work together in order to grow together to make that relationship work. So it goes both ways. We have our issues just like men have their issues, but when you're together as a couple together and you have to work hard at it, it's not something that's easy, but it's something that can be done.
Okay. All right, Indigo, we're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to the phone lines once again. We've got another comment. We're going to give this comment. Let's see who do we have on the air this evening. We're going to go to 6, looks like 678. 673. Who do we have on here with us this evening? And welcome.
Well, I had to change phones because I kept trying to chime in and I couldn't get in. This is Jack. I had to switch phones.
Oh, Jack. Welcome back, Jack. It happens.
Right.
Studio shut me down and Ms. Blake picked
mm-hmm.
up. And the control
mm-hmm.
center over here where I am, it wouldn't pick up anybody else. So we apologize for that, Jack. Thank you for calling.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Okay.
No problem.
Jack, I have this comment for you. This caller... I mean, this party writes in, and here's another one where it's difficult to read. He sends in a comment, I believe men and women have difficulty because we just don't take the time to get to know and understand our significant other. As a result, we end up taking each other for granted. I do believe this is a big reason why relationships fail when it comes to possible reasons a woman may lose her man or a man may lose his woman. Is there any validity, Jack, you know, people take each other for granted?
Oh, wholeheartedly. But first of all, I want to give kudos to Mr. W. I mean, the guy is really on point on everything that he says. I really love the words that comes out of his mouth because he seems to know what he's talking about and the fact that he's been married for 27 years and so. But, I think he definitely is on point with what he's saying. We take each other for granted. We shouldn't take each other for granted because when you take each other for granted, then you're going to wind up losing something because that party feels it. That party can feel it that you're taking them for granted. So therefore, they may feel like, okay, I need to go outside and seek attention from someplace else because I'm not getting it from here because my significant other is taking me for granted. And you'll find that. Now, I wanted to comment on something that was said earlier. There's no book, per se, that man has written to say that how you're supposed to be married and how you're supposed to raise your children. But there's a book that we know of that tells us how we're to treat one another and how we're supposed to behave in a marriage relationship, and that's the Bible. And that's still the number one bestseller, you know, in the world. So that's how we can find how we're supposed to treat each other and how we're not supposed to take each other for granted.
Okay, all right. Jack, I certainly agree with you. We're going to actually stand by. This question is going to go to Mr. Just before we go to Mr. W, I'm going to go to the phone lines, 917-399. Welcome, and who do we have on the air with us this evening?
Hi, you have Ms. Dupree.
Ms. Dupree, thank you for joining us. Ms. Dupree, What's on your mind? Why do you think men lose their women and women lose their men?
Because I just think that we get sold a falsehood of what marriage is supposed to be. A lot of us, according to the Bible, try to live based on the Bible, which reality doesn't add up to what the Bible says because of our everyday life. And, you know, you can have one partner who's at a certain level, and then you can have another partner who's haven't reached that level. So, you know, trying to catch up to that partner, it's a lot of work sitting around waiting and having patience. And some people run out of patience, you know. But I think that that's why a lot of marriages are in turmoil, because we're all on different levels. We don't know each other. We grow with each other, but some of us are going to grow apart from each other and find out that this person isn't compatible to me. And some of us are being honest with our other significant other, and we decide that we want to get out while it's still early. That's
right.
The way I view it. I don't think we should spend a lifetime wasting our time trying to help someone get to where we need them to be, because they may never be where we need them to be. Some of us outgrow each other just like we outgrow our friends.
Yeah, and that's a show that we're going to be doing in the future. Mr. Pree, we're going to ask you to stand by. Thank you so very much. Mr. Douglas, we want to go to you, and we are running out of time. We've got about 6 minutes before the show closes, so we're going to ask everybody if they would just kind of brief on here. Let's go to Mr. W. This male writes in. He says, reasons why a woman may lose a man or vice versa. I think it has a lot to do with how you feel about the person you're with. By that, I mean, if you are really in love with your significant other, I think you will do everything within your power and control to ensure that person's needs are met, even though that is not a guarantee. What do you think, Mr. W? Should you, if they really love the person, should they really go out and do everything that they possibly can with, to meet that other person's needs?
I think they should. I say, if you want a good relationship, then yes, that person, when you do go that far of a distance as far as trying to make your relationship work, then that person will respond the same way. And in that manner, you would that would kind of help keep your relationship going on the right track. The bottom line is, the way I see it, the devil is busy and he's destroying everybody. But without God in that relationship, I don't see it staying strong at all.
Okay. All right. We're going to give the next one to Indigo. Indigo, you're still with us?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to give you this next one. This female writes in, she says, in reference to tonight's show, why some women may lose their man or vice versa, a man may lose his woman. Relationships are complicated, even though I don't think they have to be of such. I think it is what we cause on ourselves when it comes to giving the other person what their real needs require. I mean, if a person has constantly told you they are vegetarian, then why would you constantly offer them meat every time you're with them? To me, that means somewhere along the way you are not taking your significant other seriously, and you are likely to eventually lose him or her. I think that that's an interesting point, and a number of us can speak to that, but let me go with Indigo here and say, I mean, that makes sense. If a person is constantly telling you that they're vegetarian, why would somebody be offering them meat every time they see them, which is figuratively speaking, I presume. What do you think, Indigo?
I think it's kind of crazy, but I think it's about learning each other through the process of getting to know each other and learning to love each other and getting to know everything about each other and how to address certain things. Because if you're with someone, you need to understand where they're coming, where they're going, what their needs are, so that you can provide them and you can assist them through that, and vice versa. If you don't know each other, how can you grow together to love each other ultimately? And that's where the disconnect comes, when you don't know each other, you don't know what your needs are or what your wants are. So you have to learn each other before you go to that next level so that you can be there for each other. But it goes back to the comment I made about compromise.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Indigo, and we've got about 3 minutes here, and I'm going to ask you to be brief. I want to touch with some other folk, too. How important is it for a person to know what their needs are, to be able to relate that to their significant other? How important is that? Because sometimes people don't, they don't really know what they like or want. You know, they seem to be indecisive. How important is that, in your opinion?
It's very important because you need to know me first before you can expect someone else to know you. So I think that should be the priority, for you to know who you are, what you want, in order for you to give that information to that next person that you're with, in order for them to grow with you.
All right, we thank you for that. Let me go to Rose real quickly here, Rose, and let me just ask you: do you think that that's, I mean, I heard Mr. and Ms. W talk about, and Jack reiterated the importance of that friendship. I mean, everything seems to really point back to that, being friends, to bring that likability back that you even spoke about earlier. What are your thoughts on that?
I agree with Indigo. You know, she made some very good points. I think that sometimes we run into relationships too easily and too quickly, and we don't take the time to even know ourselves. Sometimes we leave one relationship, and in no time we are in another one without taking the time to purge from the one we had before. And so we take so much baggage, and we don't take the time to know who we are. So I think we need to know ourselves so we can know what our needs are in order to relate that to the other person. You know, because sometimes, I mean, they need to know who we are or what our likes or dislikes are in order to see if that's something that they can accommodate us with. So I think it's very important that we know ourselves first.
Well, thank you for that. Ms. Blake, prepare to give the last comment, and we've got about 2 minutes left in the show, and I'm going to give you the final word on just to summarize everything and close the show out. I'm going to let you close it out tonight. But let me go to Mr. W real quickly here and ask, in 27 years of marriage, how do you all maintain liking each other? And either one of you all can respond.
We continue to date one another. We've taught each other what we like and what each one of us like to keep the other person happy. So we've taught each other how to love each other, and so we just continue to do those things.
I'm going to add to that. I think maturity had played a part on that as well. As I grew older, we matured in this relationship, and we knew right from wrong and what it took to keep us, to keep both parties happy. And so having said that, that's what makes our marriage so much better, because we continuously date each other. We do more now than we ever did.
Okay. All right. We're going to thank you all for that. Jack, go to you and ask also, Jack, what can you mentioned about the Bible being still the number one bestseller, and you mentioned that it doesn't necessarily tell you, it tells us about how to treat each other. What impact, if any, would that have in terms of our relationship if we learned really how to treat each other and love each other?
Well, it would have a good impact because it tells us from the beginning how we're supposed to treat one another. And a lot of times we think we know, but we really don't know. But I want to comment basically on what Mr. W was saying and all, because he's right on point again and all. And I like that in a relationship, as you grow, you become mature, and the more you grow, the more you learn. And he said after 27 years, they have grown, and they keep the romance going in the marriage, and I think that's an ideal situation to keep the romance going, because after you keep it going, then it's not going to die.
I certainly agree. Let me go, and Ms. Blake, you have the final word. Please close it out for the evening.
Well, basically, we need to just fall in love with me. You know, I'm the author of that book, and a lot of what was said tonight are some of the material in the book, that you have to come to a place where you're happy with the inside you, and that will put you in a position to truly love someone else.
Okay, on that note, we're out of time. Join us Friday for your half-hour inspiration program, Tuesday by Pat Friday. Join us next Tuesday, once again, live for the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. Until Friday or until next Tuesday, my listening audience, thank you so much this evening. Good night, God bless, and thank you, God.